school coaches to talk about their most recent games and upcoming opponents. It's time to talk Orange and White on FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and streaming online at GoPrimetimeSports.com on Cougar Corner.
And we welcome you back in here on WGNS Murfreesboro as we continue the coaches' conversation here for another 30 minutes or so here on the radio. And we have Brian Stewart of Middle Tennessee Christian School joining us this morning. And we've already talked about things like, I guess, coaching attire and things like that.
That's you. Right.
Some ideas, you know, just throwing around
few. I wore some orange shorts this week. Everybody liked them. I had a lady in the supermarket said, those are awesome. And I was like, I got to get some orange pants. I don't know if they make my size in those. Coach Dooley, we're going up to UT Thursday. So if I see Coach Dooley, I'm going to say, they make these in Omar the Tent Maker size. You know? I'd like to have some checkerboard ones. I think that'd be awesome.
Checkerboard, you know,
yeah,
a little white.
And white. I think it'd look good.
You're going up this week playing Cosby. Where in the world is Cosby?
That's right.
That's where it's at?
You go to Gatlinburg, take a left before you go on the strip. I forget what street road that is. And you keep going, and then it gets a little hilly, and then it gets a little rural, and then it gets more rural, and then all of a sudden you get to Cosby. And I'm going to tell you, though, when you get there, if you've never been to Cosby, if you want to make a trip, where we parked last year, you're up on top, and then you look straight down. And I'm talking it is straight down, and there's the softball, the girls' softball fields down there. And you're talking about a great place to pull up here and watch a girls' softball game. It's awesome. But, I mean, we're taking everybody. Volleyball's playing, soccer's playing, we're playing, band's going. It's a family event. Come
Big
on.
Trip.
Yeah. We're leaving Thursday, football team is, going up to UT. We're going to get to go on a tour, see the facilities, hang out. I've got to talk to Dre Bowles, who played for me at Jackson Christian. He's going to come and speak to our team, hang out with us. And we're even going to get to go over to talk to the director of football operations, and we're going to go over to the football stadium. I think they're going to be painting that night. That'd be a great experience for the kids, get to stand on the field and get to see all their facilities, locker room, weight room, everything. It's, you know, what is that new room that they just built up here, the – Ultimate Fighting Room that they
right.
have.
Yeah.
We're going up there and do some Ultimate Fighting. Defend the title, maybe.
You could probably get into that.
I think I could. I look like Butterbean. I could go in there and, you know.
you're always full of good stuff this morning. Coach, let's talk a little bit about last night, and we'll come back to next week. Cascade 32, MTCS 7 in that game, and not really happy with the first half effort.
No,
defensively?
I thought our kids could play a whole lot harder the first half defensively. You know, I mean, they're not a very complex team with what they do. I mean, and it's pretty much, I mean, when they line up, you kind of know what's coming. And for some reason, I thought our kids kind of just stood there and took it a little bit the first couple of series. And, you know, I didn't understand why. But, you know, we challenged them at halftime, and they came out. And, I mean, I thought they played great second half as far as defensively. You know, we ran to the football better. We tackled better. We were more aggressive. We handled our jobs as individuals a whole lot better. We talk about the gap integrity and, you know, maintaining and holding your gap and then being able to fly the football, made a few adjustments. And I thought we played great. I mean, and that's the only thing. I know the kids are going to make mistakes. I know they're not going to be in the right place sometimes. That's okay. But I just – their lack of effort on some occasions, that's the only thing that would, you know, and they know that. I mean, they would say the same thing, and they always agree. They say, Coach, you're right. We didn't do this. We didn't do that. That's all I'm asking. That's all any coach wants. But we had the football, you know, twice. I thought offensively, I mean, we moved the football really well the first half. We just couldn't punch it in.
And that's kind of been opposite of the previous couple of weeks.
If we get the ball down inside the red zone, we score. But we couldn't last night. I think we had a penalty on our first one that set us back. And then, of course, we threw a pick. And, I mean, it was just a ball that sailed on Brent a little bit. But, I mean, you know, we put in some stuff this week that, you know, really I think helps him out and gets him to – and then we were able to roll out more this week. They're not as fast defensively. And, you know, Brent was able to tuck it and run it a couple of times and made some good throws. And, you know, I thought our kids made some great – I thought, you know, Austin Melton had, I thought, a good game offensively. We want to get the ball in his hands a little bit more. And he's playing both ways, and that's tough on him. I got him a little break last night. Philip Bonneby went in and played some outside linebacker, had a big sack, and did a good job for us. But Austin got a couple of touches and did well with it. And, of course, Wynn makes his catches. And Oakley Starling had some great catches. I was at Jordan. Evans was out. I mean, he tweaked his knee a little bit last year. I think he'll be back this week. So, and we put in a different package where we had two backs. And, you know, we tried to do a few things differently, and it worked. But we just couldn't score. And so, you know, you got to look at the positives and move from there. We are better. We're getting better. But, you know, when you're 0-3, it just doesn't – you can't look at – it's hard to look at it and say, well, are we doing the things necessary to be successful? And that's the frustrating part when you know they can do better than that. And it comes from within. They've got to reach down and deep inside themselves and say, all right, okay, here's a man asking us to compete and play for four quarters, and we say we're going to do it, but when we get on the field, we're not doing it. So, you know, I asked kids last night when games were – I said, hey, you tell me what it is that I need to do. Your homework is to come in Monday and tell me what do you want me to do? What do you want me to do to help you play for four quarters? I said, I'll do it. And, you know, I love those kids, and I'm proud of their effort to go out there and to practice, because this game is not an easy game, and you can so easily go do a whole lot of other things. I'm hard on them sometimes, but I care about them, and I just want them to be successful because I know how good it's going to make them feel and have the confidence that they need to move forward. You know, we're going to be able to look at some things on film and say, that's a great job. We always, every week, Mondays, I call it the good and the bad. I mean, we watch the good and we say, all right, look at what we did right here. If we can do this and keep this consistent, we're going to be good. And we look at the bad, and it's not so much to look at the bad and say, hey, here's what you did wrong. Here's what you need to get better at. Here's what you need to fix. And remember the good play before defensively when you read this key and you came and closed it and did all these things, when you squeezed it or you made it spill. And those are the things that if we can do that more consistently, not going to be perfect, not asking for anybody to be perfect, but when we maintain that consistency, we're going to be a better football team.
Instead of, you know, one out of every four plays, two out of every four plays, or three out of every four plays.
And it's just like, yeah, I watched a couple of guys last night, and it is a difficult thing when you don't have the numbers that we have. You know, I said, here's this kid giving us a lot, you know, two out of five. I said, if we can just find one person that could come in and give us three plays, you know, and rotate some guys defensively every two or three plays, if we can do that, that can help us. And I'm going to give some kids some opportunity to do that. If they can come in and, you know, it's not that you can go in there and just be a beast, but, you know, I can take a kid that weighs 160 pounds, and if you can go in there and go at a guy's ankle and maintain a gap and make a pile, I mean, especially when the other offensive linemen are so much bigger, if you can plug up a hole and make a back run east to west instead of north and south, you're doing the job. You're serviceable.
You can do that for two or three plays, that gives your other guy
a chance. That's right. It gives him a little bit of a break, and then you hop back out there and let's go again. It was a humid night. It was very humid. I'm telling you, in the locker room, we were in a little room right by the gym, and I'm telling you, that's one of the hottest places I've ever been.
You didn't know they had a sauna there.
Well, it felt like the heat was on in there. I ain't kidding you. It was hot. I told our kids, I said, get out, go outside. Finally, I begged them. I said, can we go sit in the bleachers in the gym here just before the game? I mean, it was hot.
They wouldn't turn the heat on there, would they?
Well, I don't know. I'm sure they would. Kenny Parker's such a good man. He wouldn't do something like that. But I'm telling you now, I can take heat. It's no big deal, but that was hot.
Well, it was just kind of a humid night. That kind of takes a toll on kids, too, when they're playing both ways.
Oh, yeah.
You know, has to.
It does. It takes a toll on them. You know, and try not to – I mean, we have to play kids both ways. That's just part of it. And that's why we need kids to come in and get some good reps and be able to come in and, you know, give us a break.
Yeah. We're talking this morning about Middle Tennessee Christian School and the Cougars with Brian Stewart. Your quarterback, Brent Hoffbauer, had over 100 yards passing and had a couple of good runs in there as well last night. Tanner Green, you've already kind of mentioned those two young men. Anybody else you want to mention?
Well, I just want to say about, you know, Tanner's getting better and better every week. You know,
And how old is he now?
He's just a freshman.
Just a freshman.
He's, you know, last night he had a run where he's into the third level and there's only anybody left but the safety. And then, I mean, we worked on kind of running through people and running through tackles this week, and I guess that's my fault because he had one guy, and I said he probably could have stuck his foot in the ground, made a move, made him miss, and he ran over him, which was – that's great, but if he makes one cut, it's a touchdown. But he's getting so much better. Every week he's making improvements, and just very proud of what he's done and what he's continuing to do. And there were times where we blocked the line of scrimmage really, really well. And so you watch those good, and, you know, you try to watch that and see – here's a taste of what it's like when you do everything right up front and being able to move the football. You know, I tried last night when we got in the red zone. I wanted to run it. I wanted to run the football, but we just couldn't. We couldn't maintain that consistency, and so then we have to throw it. And then on the pick six, I mean, it was a hitch route, and I mean, it was, you know, they were playing man coverage, but we had the separation, and you just got to get rid of it a little bit quicker. And it sailed on him, and then tipped and off to the races. So,
what is the secret to a kid who is a freshman? Let's take Tanner, for instance, who gets better every week. I mean, when you're talking to him and he's learning, do you see that light come on? I mean,
sometimes it takes a long time. I remember last year, you know, Austin Melton was a freshman, played a lot last year. His light didn't come on until later in the season. But, I mean, that's catapulted him into being a sophomore who plays both ways, and he's still figuring it out. He played a lot of corner last year, and we're asking him to play outside linebacker now. But when his light came on last year, he became a different player. And just like this year offensively, I mean, when he has a chance to make a catch, he pretty much makes it. And he runs the ball the yards after the catch. He's really good at getting upfield and getting positive yards. So a guy like Tanner, who, you know, you just think about it. If all these kids were playing in a JV football game and they're getting a taste of that, you know, playing and having success against guys who are on eight. Well, now they're playing against guys who are 10th or 12th graders and juniors, and they're out there in the mix. And the great thing about having freshmen that play and sophomores that play, if you surround them with a lot of upperclassmen and you kind of hide them a little bit, they can play and have a lot of success and feel really, really good. Well, we don't have the luxury of being able to hide them with a lot of juniors and seniors because we don't have many. And so they're having to take the toll of almost, you know, it's tough being the guy when you're a freshman. You're not supposed to be the guy. You're just supposed to be part of that team that helps things move along. But when you have that guy, like, you know, you've seen it. You got a junior, senior running back, you know, that can just go. It doesn't matter. I mean, you know, if you watch Ensworth, when Corn Elder gets football, I mean, it ain't like it's a complex play. They're getting in the eye and running a power G, running a toss sweep, and he just gone to the house. Well, we don't have that person. And hopefully, hey, when Tanner's a senior, maybe he can do that. When he's a junior, he can do that. Now, and there
he's going to have a different road than some of those other
right,
kids, though.
That's right. And he's, you know, when you're a freshman, you're unsure. I mean, and you're trying to please the coach and do what he wants you to do, and you're intimidated by the fact, well, if I mess up, he's going to get on to me. And, you know, and I do. I mean, I don't try. I try my best not to. I know I'm negative sometimes, but it's just that I know they can, and I'm positive in my mind that I know they're able to do it. But yet, they're not so sure of it yet. And so gaining that confidence that they need and the assurance that, you know, hey, you're doing things and you're getting better. I mean, that's the first thing I told Tanner last night. I said, man, you're getting better and better. And I remember he scored his first touchdown, rushing touchdown, a week ago and against Ezell. And he came off. I said, how'd that feel? I said, how'd it feel to get your first varsity touchdown? You know, and he just kind of smiled. And he went in last night on defense for one play. I needed to get Buck out and get him a break. And I put him in the game, and he goes in there, and, I mean, he lays a lick, comes nose bleeding. He comes out, his helmet slid up, and I was like, I mean, that kid's aggressive. And as a freshman, if you can do that and you're out there on a stage with upperclassmen, I mean, it's just going to be better for the future. But I want these kids to be able to, you know, taste some success now, and I feel like we have a great chance to. I mean, we're going to win some football games. It's just – We have a tough road ahead of us. Cosby is a great football team. I mean, a lot of people don't know a lot about them, but they went through a lot of turmoil last year, losing their football coach. They still were, I want to say, 5-7, went to the playoffs, and they got everybody back. They have a quarterback, and he throws the ball better than any quarterback we've seen. And he's got a lot of touch, left-handed. They've got some two backs that can just flat run the football, tough, big, strong. They're big up front, so we got our hands full going to college. We're going to have a great trip, great time, but we got a great football team to play.
One other thing I want to mention about last night before we get to Cosby, Tanner must have liked the touchdown so much last week he scored the one last night.
That's right. Well, we need more than the one. That's the
sure
thing. You know, he scored another one last night and, you know, did a great job there. We're hoping that, you know, we had our chances last night. I mean, we dropped a couple of passes. We had a couple of passes that we dropped. I thought we should have caught down in the red zone toward the end of the game, but we didn't. But we've got people in the right spot, run the right route. You know, we're making, you know, Brent did a great job of getting the ball to us. And, you know, there's some throws that he can make better, and he knows that. But as long as we are making steps forward, and we're doing that. You know, I had a couple last night. I appreciate all the texts after, man. The game went over with yet, and I had somebody sending me a text. Coach, man, I see so much improvement. I see you guys getting better. And I appreciate that so much, those kind words. And I'm telling you, they are getting better. and we are moving forward. And I guess it's, you know, when expectations meet reality, I want them to be better quicker. And I know they do too, but we're just not getting there as fast as I want us to, but we're trying.
Well, it's not going to be a very fast way to get to Cosby, though.
Hey, we're going to have a nice trip. West Tennessee bus lines with John Davidson's going to take good care of us again, and we're going to enjoy the ride. We're just going to get on Thursday about 11:30 and have a nice lunch and ride to Knoxville, enjoy the view.
A lot of parents get to go, do a little shopping,
I guess.
A lot of parents get to go.
Hey, a lot of them will stay, and they'll watch UT play. Some of them are going to Maryville to watch that game, and it'll be a great weekend. It'll be a fun trip and a great time to fellowship and be with people. Hey, get to go up to the beautiful East Tennessee.
Well, nothing like it.
That's right.
Cosby, again, going to be a challenge, but I haven't known you to back away from one.
Oh, no. I mean, I love playing good football teams, and I love, you know, the challenge of trying to get ready. I mean, it's very enjoyable for me. I told our kids last night, I said, our coaches are working hard to provide you with the best information possible. I mean, if our kids were taking a test on what Cascade did, I mean, they'd make 100. I mean, we knew exactly what they do and how they do it, and we just got to go out there and defend it, and we got to go out there and manipulate it on offense. So, same thing here. We've already got Cosby pretty much broken down. I mean, we stayed up there till, I don't know, I got home a little after 3 o'clock this morning, and so I'll be up there later again today working, and we'll work tomorrow night after church. We'll work, and we'll bring the kids in Monday, and we'll get them as prepared as we can to go up there and compete.
For somebody who works until 3 o'clock, how are you so bright-eyed and bushy-tailed on a Saturday morning?
Oh, I don't know. My wife, she sent me to the grocery store early this morning. We got things to do, you know. You just got to go. It's time. This time of year, it's a grind.
Rest on Christmas break, right?
I guess. I'm going to try to. I mean, you know, I got to preach twice tomorrow at church. So, you know, you do what you can. And I mean, I don't know. I need about 5 to 6 hours, and I'm good to go. But it'd be nice to have a little longer sleep time, but. My legs are just, I mean, you know I'm big, but up and down that sideline, and when I go, if I went home at 12 o'clock, I wouldn't be asleep anyway, so we just get our work done.
Well.
Work for the night is coming. That's an old gospel song, if you didn't know that.
Work for the night?
That's right. And then you got toiling on.
Yeah, know that one.
I'll sing a little bit for you when I'm not so hoarse.
Okay, we might do that. Get you and John to sing. John can sing pretty good.
A little gospel quartet. That's right. Listen to that. That's beautiful.
He knows.
What a voice. That's a tenor.
He's got it. He's got it going on.
Let us hope. Let us watch. Let us pray. And labor till the master comes. Ah, oh, the blessed Lord.
Coach, you want to help me do the scoreboard this week?
I'll do my best.
All right. Let's get to the Judy Coates scoreboard. I tell you what, couldn't do it without her.
Let me tell you, star in her crown. Judy.
Yeah. That was a good restaurant. You remember that restaurant? We used to have one here in town. Restaurant called Judy's.
Before my time.
Yeah, I guess so. I didn't know if it was a chain or not. Anyway, high school volleyball Monday versus Fayetteville, 25-8, 25-20, 25-20 win. And Mackenzie McKnight had 11 aces in that game.
A lot of seniors on that club, and they're really good.
The 28th on Tuesday went over Tullahoma Christian JV. And on Tuesday versus the varsity, three-set win there. On Thursday, the JV lost to Eagleville, and so did the varsity there at Eagleville versus Eagleville, I guess, at your place. In golf on Monday versus Friendship Christian, MTCS 165, Friendship 151 loss. And Wednesday at Willowbrook, the Red Raider Invitational. Baron Corley had shot an 89, Ian Harper 91, Joe Warner 96, Ben Brown a 98, and looks like Trey Lashley had a 100 there. Soccer this week, tough loss to Page 7-1, but beat those Hornets out of Huntland 4-2. They had to feel good.
Yeah, on the long trip back too.
Yeah.
It's a long road trip out there.
Yes, it is.
Good to come back from Huntland with a W.
Yeah, always. Junior high volleyball, tough loss to East Hill Harding 24-22, but they've shown a lot of promise there in that junior high league.
Absolutely.
And in junior high volleyball on Tuesday versus Sumner, a 25-19, 25-17 win. And on Tuesday versus United Christian, they also won as well. Junior high soccer lost to Thurman Francis 7-0. Got a lot going on this week, including junior high soccer, junior high volleyball, and high school soccer. Golf is playing on Thursday, and you say a lot of these teams are playing on the road or up in Cosby on Friday.
That's volleyball, correct. High volleyball, school ball. Soccer, and us. We're all going up.
Sounds like a good time.
That's right. Family event. Our junior high football team, they lost Thursday night to Ezel, but I'm telling you, they played a tough game. They gave up a touchdown right before halftime. That was kind of a heartbreaker, a little Hail Mary. But, man, Ezel was so athletic, and our kids played so hard. I was so proud of our junior high team. I mean, I know they lost, but, man, they had a chance there. I mean, it was only like 30 seconds left. Scored a touchdown from about 65 yards out and went for two to try to tie it. And just very proud of those kids and how hard they played. And those kids are – I'm appreciative of what they do, and, man, appreciate how hard they play. Sure are.
Well, you're going to the neck of the woods where you might have a chance to find some of those orange and white checkered pants, and if you do, please tweet a picture or something.
Would you like me to get you a pair?
I would wear a pair. Yeah.
I think we look good in them. You know.
You and I stand
hey,
up
anything,
together.
Hey, the kids may come in Monday and say, Coach, we want you to wear orange and white, you know, pants.
May be their homework.
I will do it. I'll do whatever.
Well,
I'm prepared.
We just want to see it, and that might be worth a color picture in the Daily News Journal, too.
Hey, whatever it takes, I'll do it.
Coach, appreciate it, as always.
And don't forget, next Saturday, elementary football starts. We're going to Flint, Vegas. Flintville,
huh?
That's right, next Saturday. That's the opener.
Opener.
So I got to drive all the way back from Cosby, come in and see you guys that morning, and then drive to Flintville.
Busy guy.
Woo! Get on the bus and join us.
And somebody's going to be spending your money in Gatlinburg, I bet, huh?
Ooh, I hope not. My girls and my wife, they're all riding back with me.
Yeah, you better make them.
They're going to stay. They're going to ride with Daddy and come home with Daddy.
All right, Coach. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
All right. That's going to do it here from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant. Great conversation this morning with our coaches. 2.5 hours every Saturday morning. Hope you'll make us a part of it if you're just now tuning in. Stay tuned. The Rutherford Home Show is coming up next, and then we've got more conversation. The next 3 hours, jam-packed, full of local talk. Stay with us here on WGNS. For John Dinkins and all the coaches, I'm Brian Barrett. And for Ricky Turner here at the Cedar Bucket Restaurant, Rafferty Cleary, our producer, have a great weekend. Don't labor too hard on this Labor Day. We'll see you back here next week.